This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Because yesterday, towards the end of the show, you heard from Andy Reid. He spoke, and he was talking about, of course, the injury to Felix, which kind of took a good chunk of the show yesterday. FAU, by the way, after the show, was officially placed on the IR, so that did happen, and you could tell it was likely to happen based on what Andy had to say with that hamstring strain. But he also was talking about the offensive line, what he saw from Josh Simmons, what he's seen from Kingsley Suamataia, and I thought this part of what he said about Kingsley, concerning, certainly frustrating, I think. Listen to how he described the performance from Kingsley so far.
Kingsley's moved into a new position, and those two are, they got a little something going there that you can see it more in the run game right now, where they're really working well together. And then the pass game, both of them are kind of feeling that part out, but they're doing a good job with it. We've been able to get some games in there against them. I thought they handled that well last week. Some of the blitz stuff, you know. So Kingsley had a couple trip up where the back stepped up and he tripped over somebody's foot there, you know, the back's foot. But other than that, he did a pretty good job there.
He starts off the cut there saying, you know, he's learning a new position, which is a fact. He is learning a new position. But do you think
he started learning it week 17 last year?
Do you think that the Chiefs are treating this like essentially another rookie season for Kingsley because of that? And if that's the case, does that mean he gets the week one start and we could be sitting here in week three and they pull him again and it's all of a sudden Caliendo? Jalen Moore's gotten reps there, we know. I would be fine with just playing Jalen Moore there, but I think they like they want Jalen Moore to be flexible if they have an issue at left or right tackle. And I don't think they want to have to move the guard and the tackle in the same game, let's say, if there's a problem.
I think they're genuinely trying to prepare us for this is rookie year Kingsley. Am I supposed to just blindly accept that?
No, you should be frustrated by
because
that.
Because it is a
new position, but
there's a part of me that, like, yeah, he is kind of like, he's never played guard in his entire life. He's been a tackle since high school, man. That's not been a spot for him. He's been a tackle. But, like, anchor point in block sets in the passing game, look, I don't want to oversimplify. You got to block similar, don't you? Like, Gold. You got to put your feet in the ground a similar way. Now you're telling me what? Look, if he misses a gap assignment on a run play, I actually do think that we can teach the, well, he's a guard. You got to get through to the second level a lot of times as a guard. You got to kind of move in different spots. I'd actually be more forgiving of a mistake like that. Being able to physically just handle someone in a block, that's not rookie year stuff. That's like you've been blocking people your whole life. There's a skill set to how you stop people from getting through you. Figure out a way to slow this down. I think they want us to treat it like it's a rookie year, and we should accept the ebbs and flows of a young player trying to figure out how to play in the NFL. But the last time they did that with him, they benched him before we even got a month into the season. So how short is his rope?
On one hand, I should be frustrated by it. On the other hand, I guess this organization, this coaching staff has shown they're willing to pull somebody if the performance is not there. Like, there's some organizations that would have said, hey, we drafted him here. Like, we're sticking with him. We're not going to make a shift. A switch. You know, we talked about that last season. They were in a three-peat campaign. They were going to do anything possible to get to the Super Bowl, right?
And obviously, but I mean, they're going to treat this year similar-ish,
and they
right?
are. I guess what I'm saying, though, is I'm frustrated, but I guess I'm not as worried by it, because if the performance is not there, I believe this coaching staff is more than willing to then pull Kingsley in week three, if that's what it is, or week five, or week seven, whenever, if the performance is not up to their standard, and Patrick Mahomes therefore gets frustrated. Because that's the other part of this, is if it's actually causing your quarterback to not perform, to be frustrated, obviously injury risk, all that. That's when you have to make the move. And that's what I think actually happened by week two last year. It's like it was not only becoming a very frustrating thing for Patrick Mahomes, clearly, but it was also an injury concern for your quarterback.
I guess
if it ever gets to that, I mean, left guard, you're not as exposed, clearly as a left tackle. It's weird because Kingsley in the run, we mentioned the run grade and PFF stuff yesterday. Run-wise, he actually looks really, really good. Like, really good as a run blocker. But this is an offense in the NFL in 2025. As important as run blocking is, we
in
know
an
that
Andy Reid offense.
I would rather be the other way around. I would rather find out, the run blocking, not great, but he's amazing at pass blocking.
Right, fine, we'll run to the
it's
right.
It's reversed, though. That's the problem.
We'll run behind Trey Smith. We'll solve the problem
Why do
that
you think,
way.
I know Andy only wants to play the ones, even O-line, like a series or two, and maybe it's more than that. But if we all are admitting, if Andy's even saying, you know, he's learning a new position, why is he not out there longer? Why is he not the one guy that actually gets way more reps?
He should play the entire game.
Yeah, at least a half. I mean, I don't need that to be the whole game.
I'm like, it could be the game.
Yeah, I mean, there's an injury risk thing there. I need a whole half at minimum. He's getting one drive, two drives.
Andy's entire sentence has been, oh, man, these reps are so important for him. So important. Do you know how many reps he's taken in the preseason so far? 20.
Yeah, not many
he's
at all.
He's taken 20 competitive snaps in pre. That's not even close.
At a new position.
He's a rookie at a new position, and you're telling me the man's got to learn the spot? Well, then get his ass out there.
I agree.
For a huge chunk of the game. And Simmons, too, for that matter. I understand the injury, but like, you got to put the injury risk to bed. This man's played the entire time you guys have been there. It's not time to mess around. It's time to get them ready for the regular season. I do think, unlike though last year, I do think that they'll exercise a little more patience. I think that if Kingsley's struggling at left guard, they'll give him more time.
I think it depends how Simmons is playing, too. Like, in a weird way, like, what's the left side of the line looking like? Is it a disaster, or is it like, no, Simmons is that good. We think Creed Humphrey can help out Kingsley, right, because Creed's that good. So certainly in run stuff, you're going to have Kingsley getting assisted by Creed even more, and maybe that helps the entire situation and buys you some more time, I guess.
You're right to that point, like, as in – they, depending on what Simmons does, I just think that they're going to show a lot more patience because I do think they treated last year different than I've seen them treat any year roster wise. They were more aggressive in the moves, more aggressive in moving people around, changing corners, changing linemen. They did more in that than I've seen them do trades, DeAndre, at all of it. They were putting every thing in the basket to try to win it. And I think part of that, that's why they didn't screw around with Kingsley. I think they thought they needed to get the one seed. They didn't even want to let a single game slip away gold. I think he'd get at least half the season. Does that feel right? But half the season as a starter, even if he's struggling?
I mean, if he's as bad as he was at tackle, no. I don't think they give him half the season. I also think he won't, I mean, given the position and also how good he's looked in run blocking, I think he would last much longer than 2 or 3 weeks. I'm just a little surprised. Like in the text line, somebody said, hey, you know, they clearly think he's better than Caliendo. Yeah, that goes back to the whole thing last year, right? They clearly thought he was better than Wanye, and obviously that wasn't the case. Not that Wanye was good, but you know what I'm saying? Like, just that doesn't necessarily mean they. I think you can see why they like Kingsley. You can see why they drafted him. Like, everybody talks about the athleticism, but he's very raw. And when you see, even in a limited snaps in preseason, especially on a run play, you can see, wow, okay, that's why they drafted him. Like, he's looks impressive. Athlete. He's got some strength. Yeah. He's athletic, all that kind of stuff. So that's why they're giving him every opportunity. I think you and I are just saying, if you're acknowledging it's a new position, if we're acknowledging that last year was a massive struggle and disappointment for him at the tackle spot, now he moves over to guard, why not give him some increased reps in the preseason to get him more confident and comfortable? Hopefully that happens on Friday night against the Bears.
Even without Patrick Mahomes. I don't care if it means more plays for Patrick Mahomes. Let's say Patrick Mahomes is going to play a quarter. Give him a half. Give the starting offensive line a half. Injury risk is going to happen no matter what. We're talking about one additional quarter of football for a team that plays 20 damn games every year. 21 games every year, however many it takes. Yeah. Whatever the maximum number of games is, that's how many the Chiefs play every single year. And so, like, I understand, like, that's not going to be the bender break point. Versus their health. It might be that they don't have to start as slow if they get those snaps for Kingsley and Simmons in particular.
Yeah. So someone says, if you got nothing out of Andy Reid in the Kingdom documentary, it's don't judge. Yeah. That doesn't mean that, that every decision is just 100% and, there can't be any questioning of how they operate. Like that's not what that means. It doesn't mean don't judge. So anything they do is 100% correct every single time. And there's no criticism. There's no questioning.
Andy's
none of
never
that.
Sat in a meeting and yeah, said, you like, did what? This route wrong.
What? I don't think that's what don't judge meant. If you watch the documentary, it wasn't that nothing we do could ever be changed.
All sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah,
you can have bad decisions. You can make bad decisions and bad picks and still end up winning a Super Bowl. It's possible.
Yeah,
if you're a good organization. And
yeah,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.